matters arising。 嗱，有啲剛剛如果喺個 progress report 嗰度已經報告咗啲，我哋唔好再重複啦，因為時間有限。咁我哋就deal with嗰啲要 keep 大家 update 嘅 item 啦。咁剛剛 Paul 提到嗰個 heliport 嗰度呢，就secretary 就 circulate 咗啲 information 俾各位委員啦。咁我哋同時呢亦都收到中西區議會呢就寫咗封信嚟吓。咁就希望呢 HEC 呢唔好 support the proposed location of heliport at Shang Wan。咁上次開會嘅時候呢都有人提到呢樣嘢㗎啦。咁我或者請曹生Thomas 呢同我哋講講呢、這個 heliport 嘅最新嘅情況，特別係關於同 Nico 討論嗰個結果，好唔好
啊？我都即係代其他嘅有關嘅局，實情咧就係、是、經濟呢、這個發展局嗰方面咧，就係、是提供一啲資料。咁就住呢、這個喺上環興建一個直升機嘅即係中心，佢哋叫 heliport 啫，即係直升機升降嘅場地咧。嗰、那個計劃嚟係就喺立法會嗰度咧係作個討論嘅。咁喺立法會裏面嚟講咧，亦都即係意見都係有分雲。不過咧，佢哋喺最新嘅一次嘅會議咧，就係、是、剛剛喺呢個禮拜一，亦都係一個聯席會議嘅，就係、是、嗰個經濟事務同埋呢個地政規劃嘅事務嘅委員會咧，一個聯合聯席嘅會議裏面咧，佢哋就通過咗一個議案。咁啊，通過議案咧，就係話咧，要求政府咧，就盡快喺港島嘅商業中心區咧，係興建一個咁樣樣嘅商用嘅直升機場。同埋咧，就係、是、要求咧，就政府咧係考慮呢、這個喺灣仔金紫荊廣場隔離，即係會展中心隔離嗰度咧，係嗰個地點嗰度咧。是如果將來起直升機嘅升降地方升降屏嘅話咧，係要將嗰個直升機嘅升降屏咧，係由原先嘅純粹俾政府飛行服務隊作緊急使用嘅咁樣嘅用途咧，就將佢嚟到去同商業嘅直升機嘅飛行服務咧係共同使用。咁呢個就係佢哋嘅一個立法會一個議案。咁有咗呢個咁樣嘅議案之後嚟講咧，政府咧而家我哋咧就要跟進去研究啦。咁所以喺呢方面咧，我哋一定咧係要就係分別嚟研究啦。就係、是、第一咧，就係喺呢個港島嘅商業中心區裏面咧，睇下有冇地方咧係要喺海旁，即係我唔記得咗講呢個講清楚，就是、要喺海旁嘅，因為點解佢講緊係俾呢個單引擎嘅直升機用嘅。咁單引擎直升機嚟講咧，係唔可以喺一啲建築物嘅屋頂嚟到升降，一定要喺地面。而佢嘅飛行嘅軌道咧，亦都係要即係、就是、要接近呢個岸邊嘅，喺淨係喺岸邊隔離嘅。咁所以係要喺呢個港島北嘅商業區中心嘅海旁咧，係揾笪地方咁嚟到去做。呢個係一方面嘅工作，另一方面嘅工作咧，我哋亦都係需要開始研究咧，就話將來。喺呢、這個會展中心隔離嗰個位置嗰度咧，如果真係將你轉做由目前而家碼頭咧，有我相信大家都知道嗰度而家係一個碼頭嚟嘅。由嗰個碼頭轉咗做一個直升機嘅升降屏嘅話咧，咁啊點樣樣去同呢、這個將呢個政府飛行服務隊同埋呢個商業嘅用途咧共同使用咧？這個問題咧，我哋要跟進嘅。咁就住呢個咁樣嘅最新嘅發展咧，上環嗰、那個即係建議嘅作為一個直升機嘅升降嘅場地咧，嗰、那個計劃咧就會係一並嘅研究嘅。咁而家最新嘅情況就係咁樣。多謝主席。
多謝 Thomas。有冇其他關於 heliport WK？
就而家經濟發展及勞工事務局就唔喺度啦。咁但係general 嚟咁樣問一問啦，立法會佢有一個態度，咁政府就去研究，咁喺幾時同埋咩階段裏面咧就嗰、那個會變咗做一個政府政策。咁因為我諗從共建維港委員會嘅角度咧，我哋關心嘅咧就係、是、幾時如果研究咁慢慢研究啦，係咪？但如果係政府 聽咗研究咗之後，咁啊覺得咧係要博取，變咗一個政策咧，就啊咁啊對於委員會嚟講就係一個 constraint 啊嘛，就即係將來我哋做嘢嘅時候就要預咗佢喺嗰度啊，咁所以係嗰個過程係點喺政府裏邊？
主席或者我在這方面提供的資料就我們實情呢已經是跟這個經濟發展局那邊及勞工局發展那邊呢就已經是即講的打了召會了，就是呢他們在研究這個問題之餘呢一定是要保持跟這個共建聯維港委員會那方面呢是即做一個緊密的即交代，因為他們所有的決定呢是一定會同影響到我們的，而事實上呢他們在選址的時候亦都是需要諮詢我們的意見的嘛，所以在這方面呢他們現在才剛收到那個立法會那個那個議案的那個決定的，所以變成他們未有個機會呢是即是很詳細地作一個回應。我想陳偉群正話提出嗰、那個個點咧，我哋實情已經係同呢個經濟發展及勞工局嗰方面咧，係已經好清楚講咗嘅，即係會係咧喺個過程中嚟講咧，而家未有時間表，但喺個過程中嚟講，一定會係考慮到咧共建維港委員會嗰個所扮演嘅角色，亦都會係同我哋咧係有一個即係商討嘅。
Elvin 剛舉咗手嘅，
好，唔該主席。其實因為我呢排顧住睇啲政協嘅新聞，冇乜留意到立法會嘅。我想問翻 Thomas， 其實喺立法會嗰、那個通過咗個動議咧，其實佢哋有冇提到係一定係喺海，即係港島海旁，定係淨係即係港島商業區咧？咁就另外第二個問題咧，就唔知經濟局嗰邊佢有冇提供多啲資料，就點解一定係要用單引擎嘅直升機，而唔係其他嘅類型嘅直升機咁樣？即係我想了解多啲。資料啫，唔該。
係主席，第一就嗰個議案咧，係講到明係港島嘅商業中心區。咁港島嘅商業中心區嚟講，就唔甩呢個就係中環嗰中環灣仔噶，上同埋上環嗰橛嘅。咁亦都係因為佢個技術性需要嚟講，一定要喺海邊嚟嘅。咁呢個係好清晰噶啦。咁但係點解係？
我想問一個議案，佢有冇提係海旁，即係呢一個？
佢冇講清楚呢個海旁嗰兩個字，但係事實上嚟講咧，因為喺佢哋嗰個喺立法會嗰個事務委員會討論嗰個過程嗰個出發點咧，佢哋係話講緊係單引擎直升機嘅使用嘅，咁所以喺嗰個出發點喺嗰度嚟嘅。咁點解唔可以用其他嘅機種嚟到去做咧？咁呢點咧喺立法會嗰方面咧，佢哋係冇考慮呢個問題。或者他們來說是即是他覺得是有這樣的需要是用這個單引擎 的直升機來提出提供這些服務。
謝謝。我想問或者希望Thomas 或者透過政府呢可不可以向立法會諮詢他們這個關於直升機這個這樣的議案呢，可不可以他們介不介意作為是優化灣仔海旁研究計劃的其中一個公眾構想，如果是的話我們工作小組呢就會將它納入去再我們收到的其中一個構想。
主席就我們這點可以跟這個立法會那方面呢是即是個秘書處那邊諮詢一下，即是看怎樣定位，實情呢就是這個已經是很公開的意見。
好簡單嘅，跟住我想拜託Thomas 可唔可以幫手問下經濟局嘅同事咧，佢提供多啲資料，就點解係一定要用單引擎嘅直升機？即可唔可以有啲即 background 資料俾你去參考翻咧？咁樣即或者可以下次補充都可以得。
係主席，我呢點我會嘅，即係 pass on 俾呢個經濟發展及勞工局。
Vincent，
系主席，既然同一件事情再喺个会度讨论咧，咁我亦都想重申咧，就系话共建维港委员会有责任去睇晒整个海港嘅设计。我哋好希望系有一啲嘢咧，系真系每一个市民都可以 enjoy 到。喺未有呢啲嘢之前咧，我唔希望係有一啲即係其他嘅東西，似乎係會影響到一個海濱長廊嘅延續，或者係一啲即係好事未有就即係啲干擾性嘅嘢就霸咗一個海鮮嘅嘢。咁其實即係呢個 heliport 呢件事，我自己就喺上次會同今次之間，你問過好多人，做過好多研究。咁我覺得 Elvin 問嗰個問題係一個好 valid 嘅問題。就是、為何一定要用單引擎？ 咁因為據我所知，如果佢唔用單引擎，如果係一啲twin engine 即雙引擎咧，就唔需要一定要降落喺地下嘅。咁其實因為正正就係話，如果我海邊又要有海濱長廊，又要俾人行個地下，我又要霸鬼個直升機霸個地下，我又話遊輪又要上落，又係要個地下，咁其實個地下就有限，大家都知道我哋個海邊有限。喂，如果有嘢根本就係可以喺建築物上面做，只不過佢唔肯換個機種嘅啫。咁我覺得即係其實要傾嘅喎。你喺香港而家，我哋大家都知道嗰個海港沿岸嗰個資源、嗰個土地係咁緊絕嘅時候，咁即係依樣嘢係需要諗，即係點解？即係其實就係延續阿 Elvin 嗰個問題。如果換隻飛機已經可以解決個問題嘅時候，咁係咪完全沒有妥協嘅餘地，一定要做咁多嘢，起曬鑼鼓，又要問立法會，又要喺呢個城規會，又要喺共建維港委員會搞咁多嘢呢？即係我哋其實好多嘢更加有建設性可以做，唔係因為有隻機換唔到引擎就要搞咁多嘢。我想大家留意呢樣嘢。
Chairman, maybe if you try to summarize this with, you know, if the EDLV is going to come back with a plan, and we can maybe, as ATC, urge them in terms of their plan, in terms of the number of principles that the plan could adhere to, then maybe it's a bit more constructive. If they come back one with a comprehensive plan that covers the entire of Victoria Harbour, instead of having individual sites.And talk about all helicopter facilities covering single engine emergency airplanes, whatever requirements there are. And if they could take into account a number of principles, one, minimize the number of permanent facilities. That's a simple principle. Minimize the number of permanent facilities and integrate and share the usage as much as possible. That's a pretty straightforward. Minimize the impairment of the harbor and the harbor front areas.So this is no reclamation, which is no damage, so that people have access to the harbourfront areas and so on. And that by following the harbour planning principles promoted by the harbourfront committee, I think that's... The other one is minimise the urban area affected by noise through effective noise screening, i.e. high-rise buildings. And the last one, that they select locations with existing transport services to minimise the need for new and additional infrastructure to supportany of such facilities. So it uses the minimum amount of land because we don't have to build all the other things. If those are the principles that could be used for site selection and the EDLB can come back to the ACC with a comprehensive plan, then they kind of fulfill the suggestions we made last meeting. Thank you.
Do you have any other comments on the heliport?
Yes.啊，或者補充少少咧，就係、是、上次喺灣仔區議會啊，經濟局都嚟諮詢我哋呢個政策嗰陣時咧，就我自己都個人都提咗個意見咧，即係綜合咗其他委員咧啲嘅睇法，其實呢個係咪一個咁可唔可以一個 natural thinking？ 因為譬如阿 Po 嘅睇法就係可唔可以集中埋一齊？咁但係我另外一個睇法就係會唔會係我哋要係好全面咁分析翻嗰個直升服務係有幾多種類？因為唔同種類可能有唔同嘅位置。甚至譬如舉個例，如果大家都認為是譬如呢個是觀光嗰、那個，前年喺香港因為直升機嘅聲浪係好影響市，佢因為我哋好密集，比起大家全世界嘅城市都唔一樣。咁係咪應該譬如話舉個例，我哋有啲可能創意性啲嘅，譬如用飛船形式，係嘛？因為飛船嚟講，大家知係靜好多嘅。咁你變咗我哋其實已經係將嗰個直升機所謂嘅服務係可以分開好多唔同嘅種類、唔同嘅答案。譬如跨境服務嗰個係咪需要一定要喺 CBB 咧？呢個我唔認識啊，但係變咗我哋係可以一步步再拆開佢嚇，咁而達到個雙贏嘅局面。譬如如果你真係用到飛船，如果係有 operator， 你認為係可行嘅，咁譬如我哋可以揀一啲特別，譬如而家啱啱啦，譬如呢個啟德嗰度而家又諗緊啲可以加喺嗰度，咁變咗香港有特色添啊，又有飛船嘅 harbour 又唔係好多個啫，暫時理解，咁變咗係可以喺好多方面去綜合到去解決個問題嚇。多謝主席。
我想我們只能夠將這些有關的 comment condense 好句，那勞煩了 Thomas pass on 好嗎？那就有關 heliport 的討論就我們就果斷落，那我們還是在 matters arising， 咁有啲有好多 materialising 啦 ，vision 啦，譬如讲到话三月九号个会啊，同埋佢哋已经有 plan D 嘅一个 list of existing and planned development 呢啲，咁已经 cover 咗，就唔再提啦。咁我就或者提一提呢，就喺 paragraph 3.5 同埋 3.8 呢，有个 item 呢，就係 institutional mechanism on implementation of harbourfront planning。咁 Winston 嘅 subcommittee 呢，据我了解呢，就安排咗一个 special working session， 一个工作坊，就係、是、包括Winston 自己啦，佢有个 task group on harbour planning principle 嘅 convener， 同埋 plan D 呢，係会review the list of tasks to be attended 咁样。咁或者 Winston 你要补充一下呢个一点。
嗯，其实 Chairman， 其实刚才我喺我个报告度都讲咗，就係话我有exactly 就係话我哋有个呢、這个 subcommittee 有个 list of tasks。咁我哋係會下個禮拜有個特別嘅會議，就去討論嗰個 list of tasks、
okay.
啊、其實頭先都交代咗㗎喇，咁而包括埋即係呢個上次帶出嘅嗰個 institutional mechanism 點做呀嗰啲嘢，都係而家 currently 都仲喺我個 list 嗰度，咁所以我力下覺得有啲重，所以就要去 review 一下咁樣。
okay. 好啦，咁我哋唔煩你啦。另外呢，有个上次讨论的 item 呢，
Chairman, sorry, with a view to contributing to and helping Vincent, I think this is a topic that needs, if you like, a great deal of in-depth study, or certainly we need to go off and do quite a lot of homework. And one of the things I was going to suggest is that we look at setting up a small, what I call, describe as a small study group,which is given the task of going away and seeing what everybody else does and coming back in 6 months' time with a report. I think it's that sort of exercise. I think it requires a lot of research, a lot of diligence. I know the planning department has done a lot, and we could access that. But it's a task which I think a small group could be delegated to get on with, but not to come back until they've got a detailed report.
Yes, Nick, we discussed that a couple of times before, and we leave that maybe after Winston has a chance to review his list of tasks and then come back with some specific recommendation. Now, this is what I'm going to do for all these different tasks, and then we'll move on with that. Would that be agreeable? Okay. 以下禮拜開啦嚇。Hi, Steve.
咁頭先我哋有幾個委員都提過一啲意見，我唔知係已經幫緊 Vincent 定係是會再累佢啲呢，就因為就牽涉到究竟全個海港附近發生，即係貼住海旁啲發生緊咩事啊。咁佢已經有一個好長嘅 task 嘅嘢喺手啦。咁就譬如好似頭先講，我都啱啱先知原來呢個西區嗰個運動場出面 LCSD 都，即係上次你哋去 Vincent 嗰時去考慮整個暖水池，咁就即係暖水泳池啊。咁變咗咁我講啱 miss 咗個會我又唔知啦，咁其實呢個嘢都係即係個溝通問題啦。咁會唔會係即係我一個 proposal 呢，就係話而家漁柱灣仔海旁兩旁呢，我哋睇到有好多嘢發生緊呢，咁唔知我哋可唔可以成立一個類似一個所謂Harbour Enhancement Protection Zone 咁。咁意思就係話呢，我 envision 到呢，這個 zone 只不過係可能係講係幾米闊沿住海旁，或者至到20-30米闊到。咁我哋呢就喺呢個範圍裏面呢，如果係有咩政府部門佢哋有嘢係預備諗緊或者做嘢呢，就請佢即係通知，即係 alert 我哋HEC。咁變咗呢，就我哋第一就唔需要即係漏咗嘢，或者都大概知道有啲咩發生緊。當然呢個頭先話點可能係累咗一部分即係十幾年啦，因為話可能會多好多嘢即係資訊嚟咗，但係起碼你有個 database 呢，就係比較上健全啲嘅。咁我睇到其實嗰個影響範圍呢，如果喺窄嘅地方係講緊幾米嘅啫。而闊的地方呢，可能就會闊啲啦，即係譬如去到一啲我哋 identify 到佢個 ownership 係一個人或者一個政府一個大部門嘅，咁可能嗰度有幾十米都唔定。咁但係如果我哋能夠將呢個呢變咗個所謂一個 harbour enhancement protection zone， 咁而俾到 每一個部門都知道咧，如果佢哋係喺嗰個 Zoom 裏邊一日有諗緊或者係構思緊咧，要最好第一時間即係通知我哋或者係大家點樣有溝通，咁變咗咧就我哋就比較順意啲掌握情形，亦都唔使鎖住所謂阻住地球轉啦。誒，雖然呢個只不過一個通知，就唔係話有啲咩法定嘅權力啊，或者有啲咩要停咩個項目啊嚇。多謝主席。
Thank you, Steve。Bosco 有冇啲咩 response 咩？
主席，據我了解咧，就根本阿 Vincent 嗰個小組裏邊，其中有一個工作咧，就係即係 keep track of 呢啲咁樣嘅所謂嚇喺海旁嘅規劃緊嘅或者建議中嘅一啲咁樣嘅計劃。咁問題就係點樣通知到大家？而家似乎我發覺好多溝通嘅問題，即係點樣可以達到呢個即係所謂資料共用咧？我諗或者我哋可能要花多少少心思。其實很多事真的做了也都是做緊的，但是似乎很多委員都不是很知道這樣。那即是阿斯剛才說的，我覺得是做得到的，這個我不覺得是有什麼難處。根本我們已經有機制是做緊這件事，問題是怎樣完善這個機制，這解的。
嗯，
是。我其實不預計今天要答這麼多東西的。那剛才阿斯的提議呢都是Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 嗰個提議嚟嘅，咁但係即嗰個其實已經做咗㗎啦。咁我哋每一個成員都有一份嘅圖咧，就係、是、話有 identify 曬啲地喺海邊，就無論係喺邊即邊個部門做緊嘢，或者即有啲咩將會發生，如果係知嘅咧，都會已經係有一個 portfolio 寫低咗，而係即規劃處係應承咗咧，係 keep。嗰、那個小組成員咧係 constant update 嘅，咁、啊、我哋都即係都多謝阿 Steve 再提出呢個問題，俾我有機會去講俾大家聽，其實係做咗啦，咁、啊、就同埋我都想強調咧、就是，就係其實嗰個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 咧就唔係我嘅、啊、即係可能 Vincent 個 committee 就易叫佢做 Harbour Plan Review Committee， 咁我都想喺度搞清楚，其實係好多成員一齊做緊嘢。
阿 Rita 有啲補充下。
係啊，多謝主席。我想咧就向呢個委員會咧再一次申明同埋保證咧，其實把關嘅應該係政府。我哋一定咧，其實第一個會議我已經向即係呢個委員會講咗咧，我哋已經出咗內部嘅指引，所有部門咧，任何有關喺即係嗰個維多利亞海港即係海旁有任何嘅新嘅建議，都應該要拎嚟共建維港委員會作充分嘅諮詢考慮，然後先做。這個是我們第一個會議我已經講了，也都有很清晰的內部的指引給了所有部門，所以你們才會發覺其實過去我們的會議你會看到無論是碼頭的維修啊，或者有新的建議，我們都一定會來的。所以把關那裡我就覺得就共建維港委員會或者小組都不需要擔心，我們會在這裡做這個把關。當然任何東西只要都逃離不到我們那個規劃處的，即係因為所有都牽涉到嗰、那個即係大綱圖嘅建築嗰、那個規劃上面嘅嘢，咁所以我再請咁多位放心，阿 Steven 你放心，即係你唔需要再做任何話咩保護區啊咁樣，我哋其實成個維港我哋都保護緊嘅，即係要好肯定嘅呢、這個嚇。
Steve，
我其實阿 Vincent 講個 plan 我都見過嘅，因為我都有開過個一兩次會嚇，咁亦都多謝 Vincent 先解釋咗，其實你哋好 concern， 其實最重要就係你哋咧。不過頭先我個提議就係我意思有少少即係方木難咗佢，因為 so far 嗰個 plan 咧，我就唔係好覺係即係或者你哋嘅內部啫，我冇機會睇到啦，係咪一個好明確一個好似類似一個 plan 咁，即係框咗啊邊一度嘅範圍裏邊，即係。就要就請諮詢，因為變咗如果佢冇一個咁嘅明確嗰個界限咧，佢有時會唔會有啲嘢大家一個理解唔同miss 咗咁解啫。
主席，其實你唔使擔心，我哋嗰個框係好大嘅，唔係細添啊。任何即係喺牽涉喺我哋海旁嘅嘢咧，你講緊幾米，我而家講緊係整個即係嗰個維港，即係所有嘅海邊咧，就凡身牽涉到嗰啲，都應該要拎嚟維港共建維港委員會度做呢個諮詢。所以你真係可以放心啊 ，Steven 嚇。
好。
I'm happy to report that I have received a letter from the Secretary for Housing, Planning and Lands, and I only just received it just before I left, and I'm reading, and I think he would not mind if I quote him, that he agrees entirely that we need a harbourfront enhancement strategy, and that where necessary, a review of the land uses and zoning as set out in the current zoning plans can be reviewed. So that puts to me the right tone. So I think with due respect, Rita, the process you just identified, I believe, is a very reactive. So we have the people have to report if they're going to do something. The proactive one that I think we need, whether we have an exact zoning of the area or not, is a what I call the four R's. We have to rethink, rezone, reprovision, and re-engineer. We have to rethink what we do around the harbour. We may have to rezone the land users and not sell, for example, the piece of land next to the Hang Hom ferry piers, next to the hotels. We may have to reprovision some of our facilities, and as we just discussed, for one side, we have to talk to various EPD and about sewage treatment plants and things like that. And we may have to re-engineer some of our roads and facilities. We have to do proactively things to enhance our harbourfront. So that's a proactive strategy. The ownership of that strategy is not with the HEC, because it's impossible, as Vincent earlier identified and Nick Brook earlier identified, to do all that work. We just don't have the resources for that. So we should be a group of people that comment and advise on such a proactive strategy on the side of the administration, on the side of the official members. Then we can respond to that, and then we can save a lot of time, work very effectively. But if we have to go pursue a rethink project or a re-engineer project or a reprovision project and keep bringing them up and then make sure that half a year later that they've been done, we can't do that. We all have jobs, and we have paid jobs that are other than HEC. So and if the government doesn't have enough resources, please get more resources to do it, because I believe it's 50,000 jobs at least we can generate. It is 10 times the size of West Kowloon. It's a mega piece of work, and let's get the resources in place. And if we can do that, then I think we can resolve all our problems.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Matters Rising 咧就再同大家報告一樣嘅咧，就上次咧喺會議嘅 minute 嘅 paragraph 8.1 咧就有提到咧，就請secretariat 咧就 send out 啲 invitation 俾啲本地嘅大學，就邀請佢嚟嚟參加嚟旁聽我哋嘅會，同埋話俾佢哋聽我哋有呢啲 website 啊咁樣。咁啊 secretariat 已經做咗依樣嘢噶啦。咁啊同時咧，我哋嘅 task force on central ferry PA enhancement 呢亦都 send 过啲信俾啲大學請佢哋呢就睇下提交對於呢個 community participation program 即係 central ferry 嗰度有啲咩嘅意見啊睇法啊咁樣。咁呢就正式就開始咗我哋同本地大學嘅一個互動嘅合作咁樣。咁有關 Medicine Rising 呢就同大家報告到呢度為止，咁我哋跟住呢就進入議程嘅第四項。